Greetings, and you've tuned into the Cassettes Radio Hour podcast, number 5, April 2007.
Thanks for tuning in, or downloading as it were. This is our second podcast that we've done immediately after returning from tour, this time from a 5-week tour, and many of the songs we're going to play are bands that we played with or met while touring. The first band here is called Seaweed Jack. They're from Spokane, Washington. We slept on their various floors. The record is called The Captain, and I believe, Shelby, the song is also...
It is also called The Captain, or in other words, El Capitan.
In our chambers, wondering how we'll make it day to day, and screams and cries that make the night so long and hard to bear, knowing that a thousand days won't chip away the pain we felt and jibber jabber of our friends who suddenly appeared on our doorstep. Still the cry, you will be missed, you will be missed, you will be missed. And fists raise up at God, asking how and why, and all I heard was this reply: my children, oh my children, I have never understood your pain, I've never understood your pain. And still the men, they scream at night, my captain, oh my captain, did you think of us when you went down? Did you think of us when you went down?
And that was Seaweed Jack with The Captain. Gotta love those nautical sounds at the end. For whom the bell tolls, perhaps it's for me. I'd like to say that on this tour, near the end of the tour, we received, or actually we had a batch, a new fresh batch of Captain's Choice with us. And what we received were tins. So now we sell our Captain's Choice tea in $5 tins that also make a good keepsake.
Collectible tins.
Yes, keepsakes. If you buy more than one. If you buy one, it is just a keepsake. But it is an enjoyable collectible tin. And we've received much feedback from our new blend of The Captain's Choice.
And we'd like to let you know that it's completely permissible to keep other loose leaf teas in your Captain's Choice tea tin if you so desire. You can also put trinkets of various sorts inside.
Trinkets, baubles, change, picks, what have you. The Captain's Choice tea tin. Your choice for tea and for a keepsake. This message brought to you by Captain's Choice.
So the next song we're going to play, I have to admit, I know next to nothing about this band. We played in Tucson, Arizona. Is that right? What was the name of that place, Shelby?
Club Congress. The historical Club Congress.
Well, you know what? It was in Tucson then. Where else did we play in Arizona?
Phoenix, Arizona, at Modified Arts.
Modified Arts, exactly. So, in fact, I got this CD at Modified Arts. And I was over by our merchandise, and a fellow came up to me who played in one of the other bands, and I unfortunately can't recall the name of the other
band. Was it the Data Destruction or whatever they were called?
No, it was in yet the other band. We played with... There were four bands that night. And we're actually going to play one of the bands that played that night. This band did not play, but a fellow from the band came up to me and said something along the lines of, "Do you like experimental music?" And I said, sure, who doesn't? And so he said, well, stay here. I'm going to run out to my car and get you something. And so he ran out to his car and brought me back in a sort of nice form-fitting purple CD case with the words Black Carl spray-painted on it. He handed it to me. He said, this is sort of my studio project. I think you'll be interested. And I was, and it's quite interesting. Here's a track from that record. What's it called, Shelby?
It's called Bald Headed Woman.
Bald Headed Woman by Black Carl.
I don't want no bald headed woman. Oh, she too mean. Oh, Lord, she too mean. I don't want no bald headed woman. Oh, she too mean. Oh, Lord, she too mean. I don't want no sugar in my coffee. Makes me mean. Oh, Lord, it makes me mean. No, I don't want no sugar in my coffee. It makes me mean. Oh, Lord, it makes me mean. I gotta hold my way. God, hungry. In my backyard, oh Lord, my backyard. When he barked, it broke by the night. In my backyard, oh Lord, in my backyard. When you see my long haired woman, you bow your head, oh Lord, you bow your head. When you see my long haired woman. You bow your hands, oh Lord, you bow your head. I don't want no bald-headed woman. Oh, she's too mean, oh Lord, she's too mean. I don't want no
That was the Gingerbread Patriots there after Black Carl. Black Carl, of course, doing a standard bald-headed woman.
Yes, it was also done by The Who, and my favorite version by the 60s band Druids of Stonehenge.
The song after that was, as I said, the Gingerbread Patriots from their album Wax Lips and Hummingbirds. The song is called A Story of People, and that was actually a band that we did play with there at Modified Arts in Phoenix, Arizona, the night that I received the Black Carl CD.
Peculiar. That Black Carl number, almost sounding like a demo recording of perhaps Justin Timberlake or some contemporary, maybe Amy Winehouse's removed brother?
Or maybe it's Miss Winehouse herself.
It may be. I think Black Carl is the pseudonym for Amy Winehouse. I'm not sure. It's possible.
Don't quote us on that.
Don't quote us. And now, I shall read to you an excerpt from the Mysteries of the Unknown series, Time and Space. A section in the book that I conveniently borrowed from the Makunji Occult Antiquarian Library. A section of this book called Earth's Sacred Gateways, and it fits right in with these songs here from bands we played with in the Southwest Arizona. The Eyrie of the Spider Woman. High atop the soaring spire of Spider Rock, say the Navajo of the American Southwest, the Earth Goddess Spider Woman makes her home. Her perch is a slim monolith of red sandstone that towers 800 feet above the floor of Canyon de Chelly in northeastern Arizona. The canyon has been inhabited at one time or another by the ancient basket maker peoples, the predecessors of the Pueblo Indians, and by the Navajo, the Hopi, and various small communities of cliff dwellers. And I will return with the rest of this information soon. Now we are going to play a song.
The song is called Behold, and the band, Briartone.
Crashing waves, and out his mouth, a soul.
That was a nice eerie number by Briartone, a CD that was given to us by Jax, who does the rockinsider.com blog.
We played her two birthday parties, actually, in Los Angeles when we were there. One was at the El Cid. Actually, that was redundant. I suppose it's just El Cid. And the other was at, you recall? It was the second. We played four shows there, so you have to forgive us if our memories are not as sharp as they once were after staying 4 days in Los Angeles.
El Cid was the flamenco restaurant.
That's correct. It's one of the first music venues in Los Angeles.
You know, I don't remember the other one. It was another similar restaurant type place where I think you got a free meal. No, that was Hotel Cafe.
It was a. It's the place right across the street from the Brown Derby. We'll remember and mention it later in the podcast.
But Sweet Jax played her birthday. She gave us CDs. She helped us, put us on shows. A nice lady.
Very kind. Very kind.
And this next track we're going to play is by 31 Knots. Backtracking a bit, we played with them in San Francisco. They were on tour. They're on Polyvinyl Records, and this is a song from their album, The Days and Nights of Everything Anywhere, a song called Man Become Me.
Cause I
And that was quite a mathy number. Very good song. I must say that we were impressed by them when we played with them. They put on a great show. And they had a certain spirit to them. Seemed like they were a DC band or something like that. Wouldn't you say so?
That's right. You'll have to excuse me for the beginning of that clip there. I was reading a bit of a poem from this book in French, so if you hear the end of that poem, I'll read it in full a little bit later, perhaps. The other band that we played with at the San Francisco club, Bottom of the Hill, along with 31 Knots, was a band called Two Ton Boa. They had a semi-big hit with their song Coming Up From Behind in the late 90s, I believe, or maybe even in the early noughts. The song was actually later, strangely enough, covered on a soundtrack by the band that did the song Sex and Candy. What was the name of that band? Marcy's Playground, I believe. Anyhow, this song is from their new album.
Their new album, Parasiticide. Here's the track.
Something's cracked inside, like a liberty bell. My heart crumbling flat, like that cold abandoned shell. Break the thought, steal my hope, fix the bail, charge me interest while I'm stuck in your plastic jail. From my cell I hear the clink of my freedom ring inside the belly of your cash machine. It should be criminal with the capital C.
That was Cash Machine by Two Ton Boa. And now I'm going to read the poem that you may have heard me reading earlier, the very tail end of it. It's from a book, and Je parle français comme une vache espagnole, as they say, which means I speak French like a Spanish cow. So I believe it's the book's called Farandoles et Fariboles. This is called Pique et Pique. Pique et pique et picore. Poulette ma pécore. Pique et picore. Mon grain coq matamor. Du grain y en as encore. Pour pendre des oufs d'or. So that's a poem about a chicken.
Something about golden eggs.
That's right.
I remember from my 2 years of high school French.
Des oufs d'or.
The eggs of gold.
I'm sorry for the terrible French.
So what did that? What was the rest of it?
What
happens there?
There are a few words in there I'm not entirely sure of. I'd have to... excuse me, I'd have to double check, but... I believe it's about a chicken pecking at grain. And it pecks the grain over and over again. I think that's the peak, a peak. And then in the end... I think it's from the point of view of the girl who's feeding the chicken the grain, and she is hoping for some golden eggs.
I like that.
It's a great little book. We should maybe we'll put some of the images from it on our website.
And I'd like to say if there's anything you listeners out there want us to read or talk about, feel free to email us at info. Actually, email us at hello, H-E-L-L-O, at thecassettes.com.
Hello is a little bit more welcoming, we think. We actually did get one request from a friend who says that we need to sound as if we're smiling more, or maybe actually smile more when we do our podcast. Unfortunately, as of right now anyway... we're still fairly new at this, and I think smiling is well beyond our capabilities at this point.
Smiling more. Can one hear a smile?
Indeed.
That was a smile. Did you hear that? Doing some experiments here. Well, now that we're on this, reading things, I'm going to finish the excerpt on the area of the Spider Woman. It began before. According to the mythology of the Hopi Indians, Spider Woman's abode guards the portal through which humans emerged from the womb of Mother Earth at the beginning of time. As related in one Hopi tale, Sotu Knang, the god of the universe, created Spider Woman to be his helper on Earth. As Sotu Knang's deputy, she was thought of by the Indians as a wise and grandmotherly figure. She provided a link between the human and divine worlds, sometimes transporting people between the two spheres, carrying their souls in a basket spun from her web. And I gotta tell you, being out there in the Southwest and seeing the desert, I felt something. There was something there. Maybe it's... I'm not used to such wide expanse and such big sky, but I was feeling something.
You can certainly believe that there may be pathways or gateways to other lands. I've actually seen Spider Rock, Spider. What do they call it there? The area of the Spider Woman.
An amazing image that we will actually have on the image track of this podcast when that's coming up, so you'll be able to look at the album cover if you're listening to this podcast in iTunes or another of your favorite players, and view Spider Rock itself.
It's basically for those of you who can, it's a chimney of rock right in the center of this valley, and if I'm not mistaken, and they sort of hinted that we sort of hinted at it in that little article. The legend is that the Spider Woman actually taught the Navajo, or as they call themselves, the people, Dene, actually taught basket weaving to their ancestors, and so they consider basket weaving to be one of the sort of one of the pivotal moments in their civilization there. So Spider-Woman's a very important figure in their mythology.
They were able to carry things, and the basket is quite a technological innovation. But, you know, people say that the first technological innovation is the plow. It all started with the plow.
I don't know if it's the first, but it's...
Or the big one. That was one of the big ones where it was like, yeah. It was a cusp. It was a pivotal moment.
Absolutely, absolutely. Especially for the Europeans.
Speaking of which, we might as well go into a segue here. We've been listening to lots of the Divine Comedy on tour. And now we're going to play a song from his latest album. Why do I forget the name of the album? You just said it, Stephen.
It's called Victory for the Comic Muse.
Yes, and this song is called The Plow, and I remember you, Stephen, commenting that the lyrics were fantastic on tour. So we're gonna go back in time when we were sitting in the van listening to The Plow by the Divine Comedy. And folks out there, think the open road, everyone quiet, this comes on. We listen, we're taken away. Take it away.
I packed up my suitcase and left the old farm. I promised my papa I'd come to no harm. And I went to the city where I was employed in a firm of accountants as an office boy. I fetched and I carried, I watched and I learned. Slowly but surely I rose through the firm. But then I discovered my colleagues one day massaging the figures for personal gain. I said, I'll not wallow in this house of shame. I'll plow my own furrow, I'll go my own way. Gravely I listen to Reverend McBride down at the mission house. Friday night, heaven's salvation for those who know best, hell a damnation for all of the rest.
Brother, it's right there. Don't be a coward, sissy. You're living one breath out of here right now. You go where you stay there for ever.
Vengeance is mine, said the Lord. I will repay.
Try as I might, I could not understand why the Almighty's all-merciful hand should cast away those whose only mistake was never to know the Christian faith. The stars that we follow can lead astray. I'll plow my own furrow, I'll go my own way.
fled from the capital's bourgeois malaise, and trekked through the wilderness for 14 days, till I found the guerrillas camped high in the hills. I asked Comrade Diaz whom I should kill. Into town with a knife in my teeth, and entered the home of the chief of police. I stood at his bedside and raised up my blade. Then I looked to the crib where his little one lay. You murder tomorrow.
Wow, what a musical journey that was. Divine Comedy with The Plow from Victory of the Comic Muse. One of my favorite albums, if not my favorite album of 2006. I purchased that at CMJ last November at a Tower Records that was closing. And I don't regret that purchase. But times are changing. CD stores becoming a thing of the past. But so be it. The coffee shop lives on, and must say on this tour, we lived by the Pats on EspressoMap.com. You go to that website, you get high-rated coffee shops, someone from CoffeeGeek.com maintains EspressoMap.com, and it's amazing. It's a Google map, you put in the city, a zip code, and it finds the closest coffee shop, and the, you know, really high-rated espresso. Went to some amazing places, Ritual in San Francisco and Stumptown in Portland, Vivace in Seattle. As you know, or as you may not know, we're big beverage nerds, and two of us, Sadat and I, were baristas. And actually, we talk a lot more about our coffee experience on the recent Portafilter podcast number 62 from the Macungi, Pennsylvania barista event that we ended up playing at. And we actually... That podcast has us live as well. I believe I mentioned that earlier.
And we've actually often talked about doing a sort of beverage and food themed radio cast right here at the Cassettes Radio Hour. So stay tuned for that one. Maybe coming up in the next few months.
Yeah, that's true. We're finding some new places. You just found the tea map, and I explored a little tea. Store in Old Town Alexandria, Virginia, which was pretty amazing. Lots of little nooks and crannies, and it was, I mean, there was something everywhere. It was incredible. We hope one day stores like that carry Captain's Choice. But to my regret, this tea place, forgot the name of it. It was like a very traditional British tea room that was in Old Town Alexandria for 15 years. They served beans on toast. You got the tea. The tea came in teapots with knitted cozies on the teapot to keep it warm. They had a, you know, Devon cream with freshly baked scones. I mean, it was really kind of an old British lady place, but, you know.
I think it was actually called, I think it was called the Old Town English Tea Room.
Hmm.
Or something. I think it had a nice, simple, to-the-point name.
I guess that would make sense, but yeah, it was amazing, and you never got to go there. I guess they just closed in February. We didn't know, and... I wish I took you there. I feel bad. It was really, really special place. It was very... I hope we tour England one day so we could check out some of the little tea places and brekkies, as they call it. You know, the English equivalent of, like, a diner, I believe. But it's more... It has something obviously more British, beans and toast, tea, doilies. I guess it's more of a doily and floral pattern type of place than like a, you know, a Formica table type of fare that you get in the USA.
Sure. Unfortunately, Espresso Maps did not lead us anywhere interesting in my hometown, as I recall.
But your hometown, Lafayette, Louisiana, that's a food fest, I must say. Good food. Steven's mom making a gumbo. Oh, my God. I'm speechless. Take it away.
unfortunately, and I think there's a lot of history as to why Louisiana has, or perhaps my hometown in particular, doesn't have particularly good coffee. There's a whole history of the poorer people in Louisiana using chicory, actually, in their coffee. And there's a lot of people in Louisiana that still use chicory, which is sort of intended to be kind of a cheap substitute, and they mix it in with the regular coffee. So, you know, perhaps it'll take a little while before there's quality coffee or espresso drinks in Lafayette. But in any case, I was really happy that we got to go to my hometown for a couple days. Somewhat towards the end of the tour, it was a nice respite. Although we did play two shows, we played at 307 with a very good friend of mine's band, The Transmission. We're going to play a song by them a little bit later. And that space, which is now called 307, is a little bit of trivia for my life. The space, which is now 307 Downtown Jazz Club, I believe is the full name of it, used to be a storefront, an empty storefront, that was sublet by my girlfriend at the time's brother's band, if you can follow that. And I knew they had that space. I was in a band at the time called the Triple X Stars, and we were looking to record our next record. Went to this local music shop, actually outside of Lafayette, about 45 minutes away in a town called New Iberia. Really a very famous music shop, and they had just had several violins, expensive fiddles, stolen by the shop owner's son. And so the shop owner suddenly that weekend, despite the fact that our drummer actually worked there, was cracking down on security. So they said we couldn't record there. We had to find a different space. It was actually, we used to practice in the music store in the back room. So I knew about this other practice space in my hometown. We talked to the band. They said we could use it for the weekend. We moved our stuff in, and we ended up recording the rough tracks for our record, which is going to be called Sonic Sound Sessions. It's unreleased now. Maybe I'll play some tracks from that one day. In any case, 307 is that exact same space. It's built into that same space. And even stranger is the fact that the man doing sound was none other than Mr. Jay Burton. Did sound for us the night that the cassettes played there, and he was the one who was the recording engineer and producer of that record oh so long ago, back in 1998 was when we were recording that. So anyhow, it was an interesting weekend of circles, spirals coming to close in strange, interesting ways. And the band, I was in the band, the Triple X Stars, with Chris Rodrigue, whose current band is called The Transmission. Their album is Plug In Your Head, and we're going to play a song from that, which is called Kill Robot Kill. We'll be right back. That second song was Valentine, again by The Transmission, from their record Plug in Your Head, which is on, interestingly enough, X-Ray Records, which in a sort of weird backwards way is a record label that I helped to start way back in the day.
Interesting. You know, I was looking up some things while you were speaking earlier. Iberia. I was like, where is Iberia? What? Louisiana, New Iberia? Do you know where Iberia is?
If I'm not mistaken, Iberia is Spain, or has something to do with Spain, but I could be wrong.
Iberia, yes, is located in the extreme southwest of Europe and modern-day Spain and Portugal. It's been inhabited for 500,000 years, initially by Neanderthals and then by modern humans. And then I also found out chicory was a coffee substitute. Mainly, you know, coffee substitutes happen, they say, mainly because for medical and economic reasons. And that
medical?
I guess so. And then it said American Civil War. That's kind of why they started using it. They actually said World War II here in the Wikipedia article. Says, in World War II, acorns were used to make coffee. However, it tasted foul, became scarce. Ew. And acorns smell really bad when you step on them and they get a little like sour.
Yeah. It's really interesting how often you read about coffee substitutes. I've read chickpeas and regular peas sort of just smashed up. It's almost as if they would add just about anything that sort of had a bitter taste to it to their coffee in order to make it last a little longer, I guess.
Yeah, it says here, other coffee substitute ingredients: almond, acorn, asparagus, barley, malt, beech nut, beet root, carrot, chicory root, corn, cottonseed, dandelion root, fig, boiled down molasses, okra seed, pea, persimmon seed, potato peel, rye, sassafras nut, and sweet potato. It said also chicory was large scale since around 1970. And become a mainstream product, widely used during American Civil War on both sides. Both sides. So I guess both people, you know, were...
Everybody was hurting.
In the chicory. And I guess, you know, U.S. was into the coffee because, you know, after the old tea party.
That's right.
Way, way before that, you know, we just said no to England, dumped some tea and...
We'll take those bushels of tea and just toss them overboard.
That's right.
Interesting. Very interesting. Yeah, Louisiana, something a lot of people don't know is people know that there's a French element to Louisiana culture, but most people don't realize that the Spanish culture was also very important, which I imagine is why New Iberia is called New Iberia. I have never been to Old Iberia, so I can't tell you whether New Iberia is anything like Old Iberia, but one day I'm sure I'll go, perhaps with the cassettes, and I'll do a full report.
Did you know this, Stephen? The town of New Iberia dates from 1779, when a group of 300 immigrants from Aljarón de la Torre in the Spanish province of Malaga came up Bayou Teche and settled.
Bayou Teche, that is right through there. I did not know that.
Now you know. It's a little homage to, I guess, their ancestry there.
That's right. Knowing is half the battle.
And now what's the next track?
At least half the battle.
It's a quarter of the battle, knowing. Or maybe a fraction. What's the rest of the battle? Just a bunch of investors? I don't even know.
Contractors and in the military-industrial complex. The next track here is by my dear friend Cherie, who is actually pregnant right now. She came to see us at the Blue Moon Saloon, which was the second show we played in Lafayette. How'd you like that show, Shelby?
One of my favorite shows on the whole tour. Really amazing, amazing place, great vibe. Like, stuff everywhere, Louisiana signage, Henderson Swamp sign. Interestingly enough, Henderson being a part of Louisiana where Jason Hammaker and I, when we were doing Decahedron, stopped by and had an amazing tour with some crawfishermen, so that made me happy. It was a full circle seeing that sign. Actually, photos of that place are on our Flickr set.
That's right. The Blue Moon is a fantastic hostel down in Lafayette and they've started to do shows, and they've really become a large part of the burgeoning youth folk kind of strange music culture that's going on and happening in Lafayette right now. I'm sure you'll all be hearing about it soon, the new Seattle and all that. Anyhow, this track is by Slowbot. It's from their record Fainting in Coils. Sheree is one of the singers in Slowbot. She plays various instruments and writes some of the material, and she's fantastic. The song is called Dave Fell in the Chocolate Box. Slowbot on the Cassettes Radio Hour.
The first American new rave song. Looks like we're wrapping up this episode of the Cassettes Radio Hour. And we're going to wrap it up with a song, oddly enough, by us. It's kind of a however, I must say, it's a repurposed T-Rex song. T-Rex had a song called Truck on Tyke. We were asked to do a children's music compilation by DeSoto Records. So we redid the song, changed the lyrics, made the song Truck on Truck, recorded this.
This has been Steven
and Shelby
of the Cassettes signing off.
Vortex.
Yeah. truck, old truck, old truck.